A fee has been paid for the editorial content of the following program. This is News Radio 1040 WHO. A fee has been paid by the Animal Rescue League for the editorial content of the following program. This is News Radio 1040 WHO.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ARL Animal Connection.
Good morning.
I'm Carol. I'm here with Dan. We're back at it.
Yeah.
Talking about our favorite thing, animals.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Not the heat.
No.
That's not our favorite thing.
I love the heat.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, get out.
Oh, wait. Go sit in it.
Oh, wait, I need you. Yeah. Yeah, go sit in it, would you? Do you like the heat?
Yeah, I love it.
Are you from Iowa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know if I'd ever asked you that question.
Yeah. Born and raised on the south side.
Really? Huh. Yeah, that's where I was born and raised on the east side, but I have a lot of relatives on the south side.
Yeah, I don't know. I prefer over winter, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think when you get... See, you're younger than me, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not that much.
Well, I mean, I think you're younger than me. I'm 39.
You got 2 years on me.
You almost caught yourself there before the hysteria laughter. Yeah, I'm not 39. I'll just put it out there like that. I'm not even... Never mind. Let's just move off that. But... I think maybe getting older, the really cold starting to bug me more.
Yeah, that's what I don't like, is bitter, bitter cold.
Yeah, but like 60, 70, beautiful.
80?
Yeah.
5?
Yeah, no, I'm out. You lost me at 70. So you like this weather.
Yeah, I love summer.
Yeah, but... People need to watch their pets in this, and we're going to talk about that.
It's way hot for them.
Yeah. I know our animal control officers have been getting called out on lots of weather calls, concerns.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's common in this weather. I mean, it's common year-round, really.
Yep.
You know, it happens in the winter, too. But, the heat, man, it just doesn't play well with dogs outside.
Yeah.
Especially with no shade and water. Or left in the car.
So what would you tell somebody, you know, you've been a long-time volunteer for the Animal Rescue League, but, you know, what people may or may not know about you is you also have done animal control for us as well and done a lot with dogs and that sort of thing. So, like, what would you tell somebody if they see a dog, maybe, and they're not wanting to cause problems with their neighbors or somebody in their neighborhood, but a dog is out in the heat like this? What would you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we say this all the time, if you see something, say something. Trust your gut. If you know that the dog is only out there for, you know, 10 minutes to do its business and then it goes back inside, then, you know, don't call them and waste time and resources. But if the dog has been out there for an extended period of time, nobody's checking on it, there's no shade, there's no water, definitely call your local police department, sheriff's department. In the city of Des Moines, it's the police department.
Yep.
So that somebody can check, because it doesn't take long for a dog to go into hypothermia. I can't remember. But heat, you know, heat exhaustion.
Heat
stroke.
Yeah.
Dogs can't sweat like you. They pant. And when it gets too hot, they just can't control their body temperature, and they just overheat really quickly.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
No, definitely not. And, you know, sometimes it's not a intentional thing. People just maybe don't realize how overheated their pet can get.
Right, and how quick it happens.
And how quickly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, there's also reports of people leaving their, you know, taking their dogs with them and leaving them in the car while they run inside, quote, just for a couple minutes.
Right, it's not worth it.
No.
If you know that you have to exit your car, just leave your puppy at home.
Absolutely.
You'll see him when you get back.
Yep, and they'll be alive and well.
Right.
Definitely.
Yep. So, it's not worth it.
No. So be sure, you know, to keep that in mind. And if you see something, say something. I love that saying because, you know, I know people, Iowa nice, you know, people are very nice and they don't really want to speak up in most cases. But, you know, sometimes saying something is better than, I mean, something could have happened and the dog's accidentally left outside.
Sure.
Or something,
yeah.
Too.
Something could have happened to the owner.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So be sure and call and report those things so we can at least do welfare checks and make sure those pets are okay.
Yeah.
So,
I think it was last week, early last week, there was a a dog left in a car, and it was almost too late by the time, you know, somebody saw it. They called, we got there.
Right.
Des Moines police assisted. They were great. And the onlooker actually took the dog out of the car because it was about too late.
Yeah.
So, it was close. So if, see something, say something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we had another question, come through this week too. And if anyone has questions, they can certainly, you know, email them to us at www.arl-iowa.org, anytime during the week. And Dan and I check those messages and we're happy to answer them. But somebody was concerned because with the hot temperatures last week, they noticed somebody out walking their dog, and thought, you know, the pavement must be really hot. And was there, their question was, you know, are there any laws or rules about walking your dog when it's that hot on the pavement? And I take their point because people don't really think about that either.
Right.
Yeah. There aren't any laws or ordinances that I know of about not walking your dog on
the common sense law, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, hopefully you can, you know, tell people they can maybe walk in the grass where it might be cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely walk your dog earlier in the morning, later at night when it starts to cool down a little bit.
Yeah, right now it's beautiful outside.
Right.
So if you, if your dog needs that exercise, go right now.
You bet. You
it's
bet.
Beautiful.
Well, at 7 or after Dan and I are done. But
Yeah.
Or take your radio with you.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point about the pavement.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wouldn't walk barefoot on it, you probably shouldn't be walking your dog on it.
Yeah, definitely. And same with riding in the back of pickup trucks, that metal on those trucks.
Could you imagine?
Super hot.
Oh. I remember being a kid and, you know.
Yes.
It probably wasn't the smartest thing to do, but we did it.
Yeah.
You know, riding in the back of the truck.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In the summer, it was so hot.
It was. Well, even when you get in the seat in your car, you have, you know, like, unfabric seats, and you get in your car and you're wearing shorts, not comfy.
No, it's not comfy at all.
So with the heat going on, it looks like from the forecast we're going to have some heat.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's
a
break in it at all. So just beware.
Yeah,
if you take your dog somewhere, you know, that's fine. Make sure that you bring water with them.
Yep.
But don't leave them unattended.
Yep. I know, you know, some stores will let you bring your dog in with you, too.
Yeah, which is awesome.
It is awesome. We've got a list of some of those on our website. You can also, you know, check with the store ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a situation one time where I was out. My dog happened to be with me. I was driving home, and then some emergency happened, and I had to stop somewhere. And I was like, well, I have my dog with me. There's no way I'm leaving it in the car. So
right.
I get out, walk in, open the door. Do you allow dogs? And they're like, yeah, no, that's fine. I want you, you know, be sure and ask. But a lot of stores, so at least we'll let you bring the dog in with you if you can't leave your dog at home and some emergency happens like that.
Yeah,
so.
And make sure your dog's well-behaved, too,
absolutely.
Or that you can carry it.
Okay, well-behaved.
My dog is not well-behaved, but I can carry her, so it's fine.
That's exactly my situation. Nobody would say necessarily my dogs have ever been well-behaved, but that's just because of owner error.
Right, yeah, it's my fault.
It's totally my fault. That's, you know, Mick's saying is, it is what it is. If you're okay with that, it's okay, but
right.
You know, in those situations, yeah, it's up to us to make sure your dog's behaved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm with you. As long as I can carry it.
Yeah, it's
you
fine.
You know, I'm Carrie Reese, so
yeah,
here I
she
am.
Can be a weirdo at home. In public, you're going to be under my arm.
I always think it's funny that it seems like a lot of people who work with animals, like either a lot as volunteers or employees, their dogs not so well behaved.
Yeah, I always say... she's a dog. That's what dogs act like.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't, to your point, you know, the saying that Mick always says, I don't care. So he's like, is it a problem? No. Okay, well, then it's fine.
Right. It's not for you.
Right. Your dog doesn't have to behave in a certain way just because, you know, that's everybody else's dog does.
You bet.
So, yeah, if you want your dog to jump around on the furniture when people get there, then that's fine.
Exactly. It's your furniture.
Yeah, let the puppy run.
My thing is, you know, keep your animal safe.
Yeah.
And keep people safe.
Absolutely.
And, you know, from there.
Everything else is meh.
Yeah.
But yes, to your point.
I try to convince myself of that, Dan. As I was calling my dog last night, I have a fenced in yard, so it wasn't a huge issue, but it was hot and I wanted to get her in. She's a French bulldog. Her nose is... you know, pushed in, and she's totally ignoring me. I mean, totally ignoring me. And I was like, yeah, well, and then I'm like, well, it's hot. Now I have to walk out there and get her.
My dog does the same thing.
She looks at me like, what? Were you calling me? Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So. But then, you know, if they hear the treat bag or whatever, man, they're at that door quick.
They are.
It's They have us trained.
It is good to get them trained in that situation, because I do think, you know, like if you're out and there's some sort of emergencies, they slip their collar or something's happening, mm-hmm. that they do pay attention when you call.
Yeah.
So I will need
My dog would be in Omaha.
I know.
I'd have to call Nebraska and be like, have you seen my dog? She'll be there in about 2 minutes.
But the thing is to that, and we've had these conversations, you know, before, is that, you know, you are aware of that with your dog, and
right.
I'm aware of that with my dog.
I'm hypersensitive.
Exactly.
To it. Yeah, so I don't let it happen.
Yeah, that's right, because it's up to us to make sure they stay safe.
Absolutely.
So we just make sure it doesn't happen, and then just blame ourselves for lack of.
And I'm okay with that.
And I'm okay with that, too. I got a lot of stuff to, you know, focus on. I'm not going to focus on that one.
That's right.
Okay. So,
I'll help other people fix that problem with their dog, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm more than willing to do that.
You bet. And if you need help with any of those sort of behavior stuff, you please reach out. We're here to help. 284-1040 if you want to call. There's lots of resources on our website. We're happy to have you call during the week, and mm-hmm. we can get you hooked up with one of our behavior people. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about all things animals. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with ARL Animal Connection, and I'm Carol, and I'm here with Dan, and we
are
talking pets.
Yes.
Our favorite topics.
I can't hear.
How come?
I don't know. Oh, technical. User error.
Can you hear now?
I fixed it.
User. I was like, well, I can hear, so I'm guessing it's you.
Yes, it was.
So we had a question submitted this week to us about if pets grieve. One woman had emailed, and she had a pair of cats, and one had passed away, or she had a from old age and complications, so it left her other cat. These cats had grown up together. Her other cat's about 15 and has kind of been looking around the house, you know, probably trying to figure out where the friend is. And
I think she answered her own question.
I think
didn't she
did too.
Yeah.
They definitely do grieve.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And, you know, there are things you can try to do to help them pass their grief, but they're going to have to take kind of their time like humans.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those things you can do are, you know, definitely make sure that you keep them on their same routine so that they feel secure with the same routine.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely you can spend more time, you know, petting them, tell them it's going to be okay. You know, they kind of will feel that comfort.
Right.
And you got to just give them time. Now, one thing that, you know, I have done in the past with my own situations, or, you know, friends have done, is, you know, especially if it's down to a single pet. So you have multiple and then you're down to a single pet, that you can leave a TV on maybe if you're not going to be home. So they have some of that noise.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like there's a caller. Craig from Twin Lakes has a question.
Great. All right, Craig. Craig, are you there?
Hey, Craig.
Hello.
Hi, Craig.
How are you?
Hi. Hey, I am really wanting a dachshund or a chihuahua.
Okay.
I can't find one. they're either like five to ten states away, or you know, I just can't seem to find one around Iowa. And I'll take anything, you know, if something has been abused or something, you know, I'll take it.
Well, I tell you one thing from the Animal Rescue League's standpoint, here in Des Moines, is you can get onto our website, www.arl-iowa.org, and we have, and I think Dan's looking it up right now to see where you go for that, but it's a form you can enter your information in, and anytime the Animal Rescue League gets one or a mix of one, if you indicate that, you get an automatic notice. So, Dan, what's that connection?
Because I just can't find one.
Yeah.
They're hard to find. You know, generally when people get, you know, a smaller dog, they're you know, more people want smaller dogs.
I want a small dog.
Yeah,
if you know, I don't want oh my God, if it meant to live or die, I would take a bigger dog. but I just want something that just lives my lifestyle, that I can stuff in the truck and go on a vacation and go, you know.
Right.
But
yeah, if you go to our website, like Carol mentioned, and you click on the Adopt tab, and then you go to Find a Pet, if you scroll down a little bit, there's a link for pet notification, and that's where you can sign up to get the alerts for the specific breeds that you're looking for. And like she said, it will alert you, you know, via email or text, however you specify, when those breeds of animals become available for adoption. But also check Pet Finder too.
Okay.
A lot of the rescues will post on Pet Finder, so instead of going to each individual website or each individual rescue or shelter,
I'd like to get as a rescue.
Yeah,
you know, something that's been you know, treated so badly, you know, that doesn't know love.
Yeah,
I want to give that love to the puppies.
Yeah, check Pet Finder. And there you can specify breed and, you know, how far away you want it to look or search. And then it'll pull them all up.
I'm up for a day trip.
You know. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, give our website a look and sign up for the breed notification. But then, yeah, check Pet Finder and see what you find. I bet you'll be surprised.
Pet Finder.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Will do.
Great. Thank you. Much
for what you do. I enjoy the heck out of your Saturday morning things.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Good luck. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great call, because it gets us to be able to, you know, remind people that you can do that. You can sign up for those notifications.
Yeah, it makes it so easy.
It really does. And, of course, we want to encourage you to look at your local animal shelters to adopt. Definitely, you know, the Animal Rescue League's here. There's lots of shelters around. Be sure and check out your local shelters for, and, you know, be patient. I mean, maybe you're looking for a specific breed, but maybe you're just looking for a size or a dog that gets along with kids and cats, and you're just trying to, you know, but
I call it the inventory, which is terrible, but I don't know another word to use right now. But, you know, that changes every day.
Yeah. It does.
You know, as animals come through, they go through medical, they get spayed or neutered, dentals, and then they're available for adoption. And then you have to be quick.
Yeah.
Especially if you're looking for a small dog.
Small dog.
They're
absolutely
popular. Everybody wants a small dog.
Yeah, they really do. Although you and I were talking, we went from big dogs to small dogs. And,
yeah.
You know, kind of, maybe I'll get a big dog next time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, be sure and check that out. And again, our website, www.arl-iowa.org. For cats, there's a Meet Your Match form you can fill out as well. And that form you can fill out and talk about what kind of cat you're looking for. And we'll get you matched up with some suggestions, too. We need to take
a
break.
Make it so easy.
We try to, don't we? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking about animals. Hope you come back with us.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Welcome back. We're back with ARL Animal Connection. I'm Carol, and I'm here with Dan.
Hello, hello.
And we're here with a new guy in the booth. What's your name, new guy?
Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Filling in for Jack this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Do you have pets?
I do not.
Really?
I would like to say I do, but I do not.
Do you want some?
And you do know that when you do get a pet, you'll be heading out to the Animal Rescue League, right?
Course,
yes,
of course.
Thank you very much.
We had a dog, it was probably now 13, 14 years ago, that we, I think, got from the Animal Rescue League back late 90s. So, yeah,
That's great.
Awesome.
That's great. Well, thanks for helping us out morning, Nathan. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Rescue League's coming up on its, like, 95th
I know. Can you
year
believe that?
Anniversary. I know. That's just amazing.
And how it started.
Oh,
the story
boy.
Of it's so cool.
Yeah, just this two women in a house, and then we went to a trailer and a
garage.
And a garage. And, yeah, it's been amazing.
Beautiful facility.
Yeah, very lucky. And that is because of the support
of
the community here in the state and around Des Moines, and everyone who helps and contributes. And I I'm humbled constantly from that, and I was reminded, I'm reminded of that every year when we do the Raise Your Paw auction.
Yes.
To segue into that, just all the wonderful generosity of people who donate items, and whether that's an individual donating an item or a business, just knowing that all of that support is out there to help us, you know, raise money for the pets at the ARL, it's really, gives me goosebumps when I think about it.
Well, and I've always said this. I've said this in front of city council. It's a community problem. So it's wonderful that the community thinks in that same way too, and supports and, you know, does what they can to
absolutely
to make it better
and
to get pets homes.
This work absolutely takes the support of your community, and it takes a village. And, you know, we get emails and calls from people who, you know, maybe are concerned. If you see something, say something, and they want, you know, and you can just feel like our community really cares about the animals in it.
Yeah.
And
you can tell.
You really can. It's really neat. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about pet grief. Someone had emailed in and asked about, you know, do pets grieve? And we talked a little bit about, yes, they do, and there are things you can do. And, you know, you can definitely, I mean, the second half of that question was, you know, should she get another cat friend for her cat who's grieving? And you certainly should definitely think about that.
Yeah.
And make sure you match up. No, absolutely. And, you know, that'll just give them a friend, and they may not have the same relationship, but they have a friend still there, and we're happy to help you. But pick that pet or match you up with ones that would be a good match in terms of personality and age and that sort of thing. So I appreciate questions like that because people are really thinking about their pets.
And they can tell a difference in their behavior.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So it looks like we have some calls. So let's start with the first one.
Yeah, Carol from Des Moines has a story about Freddie. Hi, Carol.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Fine, real good. Hey, Carol, I have a Freddie story.
Okay. Yeah. Dan's just hearing about Freddie, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, Freddie is bigger than life. He's now 9 years old. Oh, it's funnier. And I'm hoping Mick's listening this morning.
I'm guessing he probably is, so.
Because Mick loves Freddie's story.
Yep.
Mick first met Freddie when he was 4 months old at a meet and greet thing at one of the dog parks when they were opening, and Mick did a seminar, and Freddie stole a licky stick from the back of his pocket after Mick let him. I got it. But anyway, so now Freddie, going forward, Freddie is 9 years old, a little lethargic because he's a bloodhound malamute, and weighs 173 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Saturday night I get this phone call, and I'd fallen asleep, and it's like five after 10, and I was at a friend's house, and it's one of the officers, the animal services officers.
Okay.
And she's kind of petrified. She said, I've got your dogs, Freddie and Anna, and Freddie's held up in our truck, and he won't let us in. He was sitting on the front seat. He wouldn't let him in the truck. And so she said, can you please come and help us? And then she said, your front door was wide open, and we were worried that maybe you were dead inside or something. We were going to call the police and have them do a health and welfare check.
Oh, no.
No, they escaped somehow. But no, she was really concerned because every time she opened the door, he would growl and try to nip at them. He's never that way.
Oh, no. He was just scared.
Well, no, you know what it was? They'd been out running for hours. And they were like the next block over right behind our house running.
Oh, no.
So they didn't go far because they usually go far.
Yeah. Well, at least he made it back home.
Yeah, so, no, and so I just said to him when I got there, I opened the door, I said, Freddie, you get out of this truck right now. it was funny. But I did send them a text the next day and thanked them.
Yeah, they love hearing that, so thank you for doing that.
I did, because, you know, their job is not easy.
No, it's not.
It isn't at all. Not when you get Freddie barricaded in the truck and he's like, you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you,
Carol. It also looks like Edward's on the line. He has a question about actually late stages of life for pets.
Hello.
Has a question. Hey, how
Hi,
are
Edward.
You?
Hello. Yeah. Hi. Hey, I have a Chihuahua Terrier. I've had her since 06. You know, so she's getting right up there.
Yeah.
And it's like, when do you know when they want to go cross the Rainbow Bridge? She runs into stuff, and I have constant, you know, pee issues and
And, you know, I can't keep enough puppy pads down anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, I just know I don't want to send her away.
Yeah, it's a hard decision, Edward. But I think, in my opinion, and Carol can chime in too, but when you know, you know. Yeah. I don't know another way to explain it. Definitely consult with your veterinarian to make sure that they're not in any kind of pain or, you know, anything like that. Yeah. But
And she's been so healthy. It's like she's so healthy that I don't want to think about the other way.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yep.
I totally understand. But
this is a toughie.
Yeah, I think... I don't know another way to explain it other than, you know, when it's time, you just know that it's time.
You just have to listen to yourself is the problem because it's painful to listen to.
Yeah. And I think they'll let you know, too.
Yeah,
I agree. In a way.
Yeah, and definitely, you know.
When she looks at me like, God, you know, it's like, I know you're ticking me off, you know, peeing all over the place. I know you don't like that, but, you know, you got 5.4 megaseconds to get into the bathroom you know, it's just a really, really tough thing to go through.
It's not fun
with older dogs like this. I don't know what to tell you either, you know. That's why I'm seeking your advice.
And it's a question that a lot of people ask, so don't feel like that you're alone. By any means, but definitely give your vet a call. You know, converse with them, tell them what's going on. And there may be things that they can do to alleviate some of that too. But they will definitely let you know, because we don't want, you know, and I'm sure you feel the same way. We don't want them in pain or anything like that.
You know, that rainbow bridge thing is like, okay, go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have so many other dogs there waiting to see you.
Yeah. Well, be sure and keep in contact with your veterinarian, too.
Yeah.
And they're a good help to know just in terms of, you know, is there pain going on and that sort of thing. Yeah. But we get it. Believe me, it's hard to think about, but,
it
you know.
Isn't it though? You know, in the human world, you know, I can't conceive of losing a child or anything. You know, but a dog is still a child to me.
Yep. They are for a lot of people.
It's like, doggone it, you know.
Yep, so, we get it.
Well, thank you for your advice. I appreciate your Saturday morning show.
Yeah,
thank you for listening.
Thanks for that.
And good luck.
Yeah, we're sending you good wishes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Not an easy decision.
No.
Nope. Have a good weekend.
It's such a hard decision.
It is.
You know, you don't want to do it a day too soon. You don't want to do it a day too late.
Right.
But it is up to us as humans to make sure that we don't have suffering.
Yeah. And we, you know, it's hard for people to separate themselves, you know, when you're with that animal every single day. And, you know, to his point for, you know, 15, 16 years. But We can't be selfish.
We can't. And sometimes, you know, it really takes, you know, it's just to your point right there is that you are with the pet every day and you can't necessarily see it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a weight loss thing, you know?
Yeah,
like, oh, you're losing weight, but somebody sees you every day. They don't really notice it until somebody comes in. That's where talking to your veterinarian, a friend, I mean, something, they may be able to have more clarity.
Yeah, an outside eye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good point.
Yep.
It does look like we have another caller.
Great.
Mary, and she has some questions about resources in Colfax and some donations.
Great.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great.
We have no one to turn to in Colfax because our Humane Society shut down several years ago. They really weren't doing much for anybody either, but we really have nobody.
Okay.
And I've got some really nice items to donate to the ARL, and I've called like two large off-the-floor dog beds and metal crates.
Okay.
And we can't get them there because we don't have a truck.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm guessing
we could make that happen.
Yeah, I'm guessing we have a volunteer that would be happy to even run over there and do that. Mary,
I agree.
Maybe if you want to stay on the phone for just a couple minutes when we go to break here in about 3 minutes, I would love to get your phone number offline here.
Yeah.
And we can see about getting a volunteer to come over and pick up those donations from you.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
is it okay to hold for a couple minutes?
Yes, I'm fine.
Great.
Okay.
We'll
awesome.
Put you back
Thank
on
you.
Hold then. How nice. See, there's just people from all over.
I know, right? We were just talking
doing
about
wonderful
it.
Wonderful things.
It takes
Absolutely.
A community, right?
It does. It really does.
And then here's Mary.
And then
I got
here's
some.
Mary, you know? So nice. And, you know, we do have wonderful volunteers, and I know, Dan, you and I both started volunteering at the Rescue League.
Yeah.
Neither one of us are paid staff.
Right.
We are volunteers. And that's the sort of stuff that, you know, volunteers can really help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our staff's busy, you know, cleaning and feeding and doing
right.
medical care. Volunteers step in and they can help us.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure there's people that live in Newton.
Absolutely.
Or maybe even Colfax that
right.
drive into Des Moines and volunteer at the shelter. So
yeah.
they could probably just swing by and pick it up.
Exactly. So we can help make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, for sure. Okay, so the Raise Your Paw auction, I have to talk about it
yes.
because it's a week from today. It's going to be so much fun. We're down to like just a few tickets. So if you're interested in tickets, get on our website, www.arl-iowa.org. I realize tickets have been kind of a primo this year because we did cut down the number of people given when all this
right,
started
right.
With the pandemic. But we're still going to have, you know, 550 people there. So it's going to be a lot
just
of fun. Just a few people coming to celebrate pets. But it's a lot of fun. So if you want tickets, please get online as soon as possible and get your tickets ordered. The virtual auction, this is where it kind of gets a little bit different this year. So the virtual auction online actually starts today at 10 o'clock.
Awesome.
You can go to www.arl-iowa.org, and there is a link there that you can click on your iPhone or whatever and get signed up for BidPal. And that will let you into the auction after 10 o'clock this morning. You can do it after 10 o'clock, too. But
yeah.
And you can see over 200 items we have up for auction just online. Those are not the items that are going to be at the live event next
right.
Saturday. So they're totally different items. But you have to buy a ticket for the one next Saturday.
The in-person.
In the person at the Community Choice Credit Union Iowa Event Center. And down at that in-person event, we have another 200 and some items on the silent auction and about 65 in our live auction.
It's going to be so fun.
It is. It's been 2 years. We usually have this event in April. It will be back in April next year.
Yeah.
But we did have it moved to June, hoping we'd be able to have at least part
mm-hmm.
of it, and that's what's happening.
Yeah,
so
it worked out well.
It did, and we're going to have live entertainment. We've got appetizers. There's going to be pets walking around. We've got the IVMA Dog Hero Awards, which
mm-hmm.
will be happening, which are really cool. And then just this fun celebration of pets. You can sit and bid and
spend
your money. All the money raised goes back to help the homeless pets. So it's a great cause. So we're very excited about that. All sponsored by Adventureland. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Adventureland.
Who sponsors that event. But it's a lot of fun, and you know, just get your tickets. It's come see, you'll want to come back. I can guarantee it. So you know, good time. Also, you know, our contributing sponsors are listed on our website as well, like Markey's, Des Moines Printing, Copycat, Iowa State Bank. I mean, just, you know,
everyone.
Box 17, lots of fun.
It takes a village, right?
It does take a village. It does take a village. So, and then the online auction that starts today at 10 actually ends next Sunday at noon. So,
you have a week.
You have a week, and then
okay.
if you attend the auction next Saturday night, you can still go home after the auction and get up early Sunday morning, and you can bid on the rest of
Buy
those
more
items.
Stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
and
right.
To your point, there's something for everyone,
there
right?
Is.
There's sports memorabilia, pet stuff,
yes.
hot air balloon rides,
yes.
experiences, artwork.
Dinners,
wine.
Yes, wine, fun packages, baskets people put together. I mean, people will say, what do you have? And I'm like, name it. Right. You know, I mean, it's
somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's really cool.
Yeah, and if you don't want stuff, there's things like where you can sponsor to feed the animals for a day.
Right.
Or spay or neuter 10 animals or, you know.
Exactly.
So if you don't want stuff, which some people don't,
right,
I get it.
Right,
you can still come, have fun, and still help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we've got some really great autographed sports memorabilia. Sugar Ray Leonard signed boxing gloves.
Nice.
Forrest Jack Nicklaus signed a Masters golf flag for us. Tom Watson, Billie Jean King, Pam Shriver. So lots of cool signed autographed sports stuff
you're not
going
to find anywhere else.
That's right. Exactly. And all for the Animal Rescue League. So anyway, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we've got, it looks like maybe another call. So we will take that right when we get back. We'll be back in a minute.
Sounds good.
You're listening to ARL Animal Connection, part of our new, more live and local weekends on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Welcome back. ARL Animal Connection. Just got a couple minutes left before we have to sign off for the day. We had a caller.
Yeah, Larry.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you. And he was going to talk about how, in his opinion, you know, the best way to get over the loss of a pet is to get another one.
Yeah.
We actually were talking about this earlier, but quickly because we have to go. But, you know, some people get a pet right away. Some people don't. It's totally up to you.
Yep.
But I'm in full agreement. You know, some people need an animal in their life every day. And to Larry's point, he said the best way to do it is if you lose one, go get one.
Yeah.
Because there's always animals out there that need a home.
Right.
And I couldn't agree with him more.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great comment, Larry. Thanks for calling in with that very much. And I remember long time ago seeing a saying that somebody said, you know, if you lose a pet, your heart's shattered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get another pet and you try to, you know, fill in, the cracks will fill in from the pain with the love. Right. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're ever going to forget your other pet. Doesn't mean,
you're not trying to replace them.
But it does have to be on your time. So, you know, to that point, definitely. So, thank you very much for submitting questions and for calling in this morning. We love that. We love hearing from you guys, for sure. You can submit questions anytime on our website, and Dana and I will be sure and cover them. And then don't forget about the Raise Your Paw auction. It's so much fun, guys. And if not, get on that virtual auction this morning. You'll kind of see a taste for a lot of the stuff.
Right.
So you'll see what we're talking about in terms of, you know, how there's something for everyone. And the cool thing is it's all going to help the pets,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
I can't wait until next weekend. I'm excited.
It's going to be really fun. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you're listening and you're going to be there, you know, come find us.
Come say hi.
You can ask somebody, who's Dan? Who's Carol?
Right.
And somebody will be like, oh, it's those people over there.
Right. Yeah. Dancing on the table.
Right.
Hello. Yeah. So there's that. So hope to see you all there next weekend. And everyone, in a world where you can go be anything, be kind, go forth and pop forward and have a great weekend.